Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Are you from a white trash background?
You're a scumbag.
Scumbag, yeah. More scum. No, yeah, kind of. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Most of my friends are trash from home.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to start. Episode 84.
You used to dress like a scumbag, too. Like, not a scumbag, white trash.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah. This is...
Cleaned it up.
I've tried to clean it up a little.
Yeah, it's a good way to start this episode. Episode 84 of The Bracket. We are debating the best white trash things or moves. We got Pat returning as a returning champion. Big, big time. I mean, that's tough. I mean, so far, who are the winners? It's been you, me, and who was the...
Me.
Fuck you.
Clemmer won one?
And Clemmer won the first one. The first choice.
Oh, good-ass company.
As long as we have like a good conversation, a good time, I consider myself a winner every episode.
Okay.
See?
You could say it. It's great. But France, we have France to be here in a second. Kate is here as well. We wanted good connoisseurs of different types of white trash. We have Appalachian white trash, Long Island white trash. We have Philadelphia white trash.
Yeah.
We have like New. What did you say? New England white trash is different.
Massachusetts white trash for sure. Yeah.
A lot of different. And I don't know. I don't think of you as white trash.
I am not white trash.
Yeah. No, you're not. And you've gotten hot lately.
You think?
I don't think.
Ooh.
So.
I genuinely do.
I feel like I've been never been fatter.
So hot about Tommy.
The cigar picture from Frankie's wedding.
That was great. Yeah, that was great.
That was a cool picture.
You've been following up with heat too, like, and seeing you in person.
Yeah.
Are you at that chain on right now?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Am I popping that out?
Great graduation.
I did buy a shark tooth necklace in Montauk too.
That was nice.
That's sick.
Hot, good photo of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You look great.
All right.
Getting it up.
I like this.
No Clemmer here to bring you down either, which is nice.
Yeah.
Which is usual.
Could just be standing sideways in here and we wouldn't know. Between those Roback sweaters.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special, folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
But yeah, so we got a lot to get to today, so we'll just pump it up. We'll get moving. First matchup of the day, 5 versus the 12 seed. The 5 seed is grocery shopping at a department store. Which is a...
Wait a minute.
That's versus yellow American cheese.
Grocery shopping at a department store, which... I almost fucked myself
over. It's a good one.
Not saying who did anything. But grocery shopping at a department store, I've done that many times.
So I think I know who's this one.
What does that mean? Like Walmart?
I think I know who's this one.
Target or Walmart?
Target or Walmart.
Oh.
You go there.
Oh, I was thinking fucking Kohl's. Sears.
I know, I was thinking Sears. My brain went Sears real quick.
I think like Walmart, Target.
Okay.
Yeah, that's trash.
I consider that like surface level trash.
Yeah. That's going up against the number 12 seed. This is an interesting one. We're just going to say
Mountain Dew.
We'll say Snapchat because there's some activities and there's 3 different activities underneath the banner of Snapchat that I want to make you guys like vote on.
Adult flirting on Snapchat?
Well, yes. But the first being Snapchatting home run nachos from a sports bar with no caption, which is...
Wait, what?
Super specific, Kai, I'd imagine.
I get that.
No, it's 100% correct. A custody dispute rant with the Dalmatian filter on your face.
Oh, yes. That's old, boy. Yeah.
So I
specific. The tongue that goes out.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Oh. Zoom in, zoom out Snapchat video of mac and cheese and dinner rolls.
So you know how like producers do it to their beats?
Yeah. Kyle, you always paint a picture.
Oh, he does.
You always
I look at the, I love when I'm getting high, not anymore, but still looking at the Snapchat map and like white trash haven for me is Parkersburg from the Ohio River Valley all the way up to Youngstown,
yeah,
where I also live. So
click
I
click on the red spot if you want something.
Yeah. Oh, that the heat map.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll be honest. When Snapchat was first suggested, I was like, "That's not white trash. Like, that's like teenage kid." And then once I heard, once I pictured the face filter, it
that
all
is incredible.
Sense. I was like, "Oh, of course, that's a white trash."
So, do we want to do the custody dispute rant?
Yes. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes.
So the custody dispute rant versus getting groceries at a department store. You're up first, KB.
Yeah. The custody dispute. It could be like the devil horns. It could be Kermit the Frog. It could just be one that makes them like prettier.
Yes. All right, custody dispute. Tommy.
Yeah, that easily. I mean, like my last apartment was right next to a Target, so I would get some stuff there. But that almost feels like it's more of a city thing than a white trash thing. So yeah, that's a really good one. The Dalmatian.
The Dalmatian filters. But you didn't even say dog filter. You said Dalmatian, which made it so much better. So specific, Pat.
Same thing. Yeah, it's the filter.
Filter.
It's insane how common that is.
Yes.
It's the fact that we all knew.
We all pictured it immediately.
Everyone's got a name of a person who's done it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin.
All those women like this, like the incisor tube is always pushed too far back.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Marilyn Monroe piercing.
Marilyn Monroe piercing.
They always have all this.
Specifically?
That's the where Marilyn Monroe had that beauty mark. They get piercing there.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Piercing. I should have thought about piercings.
I had the biggest crush on a girl in high school who had that. She's long dead.
Oh, yeah. That'll happen.
I think that'll be, we'll be imagining a lot of people who have expired
when
we go through these lists. Nick, so you're going to go with Snapchat as well?
Big time.
Big time for Snapchat.
Wait, can I say something real quick? Ian Young is white trash.
That's also true.
I submitted that.
Yeah.
Yep. You submitted that?
Yep.
All right.
Yep,
Ian Young is very white trash.
I submit getting the bumper
off,
right?
Yes, I took it
off. Did you take mine off?
That one, specific one we were talking about, yeah.
Having a kid that died.
Drowning?
Having a kid that died.
Oh, God,
yeah. Getting like a car decal on your Isuzu. Green Isuzu in your front yard that you park
with the decal on the back.
Yep. Huge angel wings.
Yeah, I took that one off. You might imagine why.
That's good, clean fun.
I got to go with, obviously, the filter.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up grocery shopping at our local Mega Walmart with my mom, but I'd always look around and be like, well, we're not like these other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were. But no, definitely the filter.
Filter. All right. The filter is going to move on. The next one is the number 4 seed. Frequent Facebook posting and the improper use of our and R.
Oh, yeah.
We're, and there, all over the place.
Yep.
So that versus the number 13 seed, which I wish Francis was here for, because this is a submission. I'm going to dox him on it because he's not here. Milk.
I can't imagine what Francis submitted. Milk?
He submitted milk.
Milk is white trash.
Britney Spears drank milk. Cal Ripken.
And your mom's pouring you a glass of milk with dinner. You're
that
white
was
trash.
My entire life.
Milk in a plastic cup with spaghetti on a plastic plate.
Yes, that's trash.
Yes. But yeah, it's high up trash.
It's way high up.
I don't milk know.
Beating like the generic Mountain Dews.
The more I thought about it, the more I thought none of my friends who are rich drink milk. None of them.
Yeah, it was.
I think milk is more just like a kid
liquid.
Thing.
No, but
remember
like,
there was
when
that
was
huge campaign that pushed milk on us for like
milk.
Along it was like Britney Spears. Everybody had the milk mustache.
Yeah. Big pharma-ers.
Yeah.
The whole thing was more. I thought about it. That was the go-to beverage at my household.
Oh.
Yeah.
And like, which sucks.
You're
it's
disgusting.
Terrible.
Oh, I had a glass of milk with every dinner.
Is that or worse?
Well, there you know.
Mountain
the rich kids had better shit. The rich kids would have like some sort of juice of some kind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you guys don't know true trash.
Yeah.
You're not drinking no milk.
It's any drink, any drink but water.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people just don't have water.
You just don't drink water ever.
Yeah. Also, like juice is a slippery slope. Like if you start getting into like
juice is too healthy.
Punch,
no, juice
shit,
is too sugary. You could get fat from juice.
No, for trash people, yeah. They're like
Francis
juice.
Started
that's
a debate.
Francis, you started a debate. Immediately on your entry, we doxed it milk being white trash.
Oh.
Interesting.
So why is milk white trash to you?
I'm thinking if you're just an American family and you only have dairy milk in your refrigerator and you think that a glass of milk is something your kids need to have, and that's what they drink, they go to the fridge and they're like, I'm going to have a glass of milk. Not like I'm not going to have almond milk on my cereal, my cashew, or oat milk, or any of that. They never
I'm
even.
So glad you're here.
You are blowing this. This is white.
They don't even know that there are other milks, and it's just fucking whole milk for a kid. And he takes a sip in the summer, and he's got the mustache.
So it's white trash to not put almond milk in your cereal.
Your kashi. It's levels. Almond milk.
Thinking your kashi. I'm just thinking if it's only dairy milk in the refrigerator, there's no. And part of that is like they live in a food desert where,
qualifiers.
They don't have the nearest grocery store that actually might sell some other iteration of milk is 90 miles away.
See, I wasn't thinking this in
poor or rural.
Well, the most popular grocery store in our home state is Dollar General.
Yeah.
And they don't have a produce section.
No.
By the way,
these people drink melted otter pops.
Their meals. Give me the qualifier of give me the qualifier of like white trash versus poor. If you're differentiating those two,
there's different.
In a big way.
It's more of a cultural thing than a. Yeah. Like, I guess that is
white
culture,
trash.
But
white trash can afford ATVs and dirt bikes and
cars.
Exactly.
Above ground
it's a matter
pool.
Of
they have
choice.
Land.
Or maybe they can't, but they prioritize it so that they do have those things.
So like it'll be things where like these people can easily do something a different thing than the thing they're doing that is white trash, but they choose to do that thing instead. You know what I mean?
They're
it's not a matter
in
of
their
I can't
ways.
Whether it's like their behavior online or like the way they dress.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a, got it's it. A certain
how
lack
they talk.
Of awareness.
Yeah.
I would say.
Did you put, did you choose milk because you agreed or you thought?
I wanted to hear part of the debate. And also, I
wish I'd had a little more time to like think about it because you brought me in and I haven't gathered my thoughts. I would have liked to have heard everyone. Did anyone else agree that milk is like trash?
I think it's kind of trashy.
Well, not for
it's
that like, reason.
There's
milk
levels.
As a thirst quencher is odd.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Someone going into a kid with a wife beater on goes into a fridge, opens it, and pours himself a glass of milk on a hot summer day.
It's disgusting.
It's white trash.
They have the mustache until it flakes off.
Oh.
Milk has a source of nutrition.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
I think that's ridiculous.
So no, that's where I think you're right. Where it's a thirst quencher. Or it's like, hey,
it's a beverage.
I'm gonna drink this. We don't have juice. We don't have this. We don't have that. I'm
not gonna have water.
Yeah, or water.
I'm not gonna have orange juice. I'm gonna have milk.
Yeah,
milk's healthy.
Milk.
Milk isn't more white trash than Faygo Moon Mist.
Yeah,
maybe not.
The ICP drink.
I
grew up with Faygo.
That's the insane clown posse drink.
You juggalo?
At heart.
Yeah,
spiritually, emotionally,
yeah,
kind.
Why do they love Faygo so much?
That's just everywhere.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I never saw Faygo until I watched an insane clown posse. Was it the Meeting of the Clowns?
I didn't know this was in a
gathering
clown
of the Juggalos.
Yeah, was it a meeting
they spray it all over each other. It's
No, that's like their champagne is Faygo.
Yeah,
they just.
I didn't know that. Wow,
it's a thing.
It's a huge thing.
There's so many good ones. I'm thinking of that. I'm mad I didn't turn in now.
So the milk is going up against for.
Well, I don't. I mean, you've fucked
kind of sold me on milk.
You fucked me with the first submission.
You didn't even.
You're winning this.
Yeah,
white trash.
No, but now, but the whole point is we're not supposed to have people know whose submissions are what, right?
Here, and I was like, I'm gonna dox him.
Really?
Punishment for being late. You're gonna get told on.
You didn't
being late.
I mean, we were starting. I thought
3 o'clock every time. Come on.
I thought since I didn't hear from you that there must be a delay.
He did text in the chat.
Yeah, I was talking to fights.
You guys have a chat?
Yeah, group chat for the show. But anyway, that's going up against, and this is also a good option, is frequent Facebook posting with the improper use of our and are and we're's and theirs and just improper use of all that. Frequent
grammar?
Facebook posting. Yeah. Those specific
are, things, yeah.
Our and are, theirs, and we're, we're's.
Like, was and were.
Might of, OF.
Yeah, was and were as well.
I think also for the Facebook, it's like when they repost the stuff that's like, let's see how well everyone knows. It's like 1 to 100 things. Like, never have I ever done this. And they like check off the things they have and haven't done.
I scrolled through Facebook for inspiration for before I submitted some stuff. There's a lot of horny posting on Facebook, like sharing like my girl's pussy when I get home from.
Yeah, they're onto those memes. They figured out sexually explicit memes.
Yeah.
Anything that is too personal on Facebook, anything that you post about your relationship on Facebook, and it's always someone from your hometown who married someone else from your hometown. That's the trash.
throwing it's complicated on your relationships.
It's complicated.
That should have never been a feature. Yeah, that's just a fight.
That's so funny that was a feature. That's fucking ridiculous.
Custody is so funny.
Yes. You missed it.
And they still announce when they're single. Like, they're 30. Putting a status that says single,
So, Francis, the Facebook posting versus milk.
Oh, I don't think grammatical errors on Facebook are specifically a white trash thing. I think there's no racial
He's right about that.
Like, you couldn't pinpoint who's making.
You're saying
those
black people are bad at grammar too.
I did not say black people. I said all races, and you pinpointed.
He thinks that black people don't drink milk. Is what he's actually saying.
I don't think they do.
I bet you that image I painted of the kid running into the fridge on a hot day and pouring a glass of milk is more white trash than the demographic people not using an apostrophe to contract we are. Mm.
So you're going with milk?
I'm going with milk.
One for milk. KB.
No, because the true white trash, they're drinking soda.
I don't disagree with that. I would have bet that there's a submission.
Right, you're right. Both of these there's overlap drink with other types of people.
Yes.
I think Facebook is very white trash. I'm going to go with the Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. I think Facebook is the hotbed of white trash.
That's crazy. You guys are wrong. That's a wrong take.
Oh,
Facebook has what, 3 billion users across the world?
Only white trash.
It's in the United States. It's either old people or white trash.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
There are a lot of like...
You could argue its user base is like more diverse than any other network in the world.
The United States, we're...
Right, you're right. Yeah. But milk is... That's...
Milk's pretty diverse, too.
You got milk everywhere.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
Pat?
I'm thinking about who... Milk is very white trash, especially on a hot day. Like that being... Milk being a source of nutrition is so white trash. It just brings me so much joy. But when I think about...
It's a foggy, dirty glass.
Oh, it's
the glass has like those vertical
foggy
like rivets up it.
Yeah.
From a CC's pizza buffet.
Ones that don't sweat.
Yeah. It's got fingers.
All right. Yeah, you guys are right.
There's always bite marks in the plastic glasses.
And drinking it until you're out of breath.
Finish it and they are asthmatic. That is so white. All right, I'm sold on milk.
I haven't chosen yet.
You can change it. You guys,
if it's drinking milk until you're winded,
until you're out of breath, I'm in on that.
But I will say, when I think about the people from my hometown who post on Facebook, the content that they're posting is so disgusting and so sad. Oh, it's so tough. I think, like Francis said, there's 3 billion users. I got to go with milk.
Can you go with milk? Are you guys both switching?
Drinking milk until...
If it's drinking milk until you're out of breath.
Yeah. Milk in general, though, like... there was like a comp... milk and spaghetti might be the heaviest dish of all time. And then like the sauce gets in... You see like the oil floating in the glass of milk from the spaghetti sauce.
Your mom, all right. Sure enough.
All right. Yeah.
It's milk.
Because your lazy
great
mother
submission
didn't stir it.
So milk... Milk.
Yeah.
Milk's going to win, but I mean, cake?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like poor white people who were reeling from their depression era parents pushing on us. Cause my dad's like, when I was a kid, we had powdered milk. And so we had to have a glass with dinner. We like had to.
Well, you also have to drink it before it goes bad.
Yeah, you had to drink it. It was like a big deal. If you like, you could never let it go bad.
It's like a big, like, veteran drink.
Yeah. It's like, so I got to go. You're right. There's something about milk that you're right.
Okay.
I mean, it's a veteran drink.
I should never have
order
defended
in class,
it.
Like football coach parents and veteran parents love
it. If I hadn't said anything, you guys would have come around on milk.
No, there's way trashier.
Mm.
There is, but I still think good people can get their minds there.
Milk's moving on. Nick, by the way, that was your Facebook post one that lost.
I didn't submit that.
Hey, you said the weird word.
I said it when people were talking out loud. They've confused was and were all the time. Oh,
yeah. Well, then it was a combination of yours and something.
Oh, you just changed it. Completely. Congrats on winning one, though, Ken Jack.
I also, with grammar, you wouldn't believe how many brilliant, wealthy, educated people fuck it up.
Was specific to was and were. There's something about Yeah. Swapping those.
Just thinking of a post where, and I've seen this a trillion times, especially on my TikTok feed, where it's like, yeah, my man won't take care of our baby, A-R-E, baby. Yeah. And I'm just like, every time I see that, it's always the trashiest white person you've ever seen in your entire life. And that's where that comes from in my head.
Worst one is, for me, is when people say, I could have done that, and they spell could space of.
I think a very
people here do that.
People here do that in blogs, and I want to fucking.
Yeah, it does. It's
in our headlines.
Burn our Wi-Fi to the ground.
Yeah, could of.
Now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is the hotel jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Hotel jacuzzi is a great one.
In and one gym shorts.
And, well, yeah.
yeah.
You just see their like the. Perfect shape of their cock.
Yeah. or it bubbles up like a dome when they come out.
The dome to, like, and one water dome.
You let all the bubbles out. Fuck.
And that's going up against the number 9 seed, loudly arguing with your family in public, which is another very much up on the white trash train. It could also include, I feel like, arguing with others in public.
I think something loudly. About your family.
Yeah, that's definitely, both of these are good.
So, I would change that one to like abusing your kids in public a little
yeah,
bit.
But we want to say a little lighter, I think. Okay. But yeah, that would be up there for sure. Hotel jacuzzi versus loudly arguing Kate.
Oh, man. The whole family getting excited to use like an Econo-Lodge pool is, it's pretty strong pool. I'm going to have to go with that one, getting excited for, because that like, yeah.
Yeah, the hotel jacuzzi.
Yeah. Definitely hotel jacuzzi. It's always like little kids that shouldn't be
always.
There.
Yeah.
They're in there for hours.
Six little kids.
Burning a lot. Boiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, hotel jacuzzi.
What was the other one? Hotel jacuzzi and what?
Versus loudly arguing with your family in public.
More white trash to me is just completely letting your kids run rampant rather than...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unattended children is white trash. Yeah.
Sure.
I think there's such a broad spectrum of what you can argue about with your family. And I think the location depends a lot on it. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of variables. But if I'm just going for pure white trash, it's... What's her friend's mother?
It occurred to me you said unexpected children are white trash. And I know that Kate's child was a surprise.
No, I said unintended.
Not unintended, Francis.
Oh.
Unattended.
Oh,
man.
I thought you meant like unintentional children. And I'm like, hey, Patty.
I'm going to go hot tub, though.
Hotel hot tub, yeah.
One more thing to add to the hotel hot tub. And I've seen this. My brother lives in Arkansas. And like so repeatedly that it was shocking to me. Walking from the pool to barefoot through the hotel.
They're walking and they're dripping everywhere, and it's so cold, but they don't care.
Yep.
You get a Pop Tart from the vending machine.
Like 15 of them. Yeah.
I used to do all of this stuff.
Hey, you might be sneaky white trash.
Yeah.
Their and one shorts are just so heavy and hanging down.
Yeah. Shorts weigh 50 falling down.
And you can, that.
You can see their ratty Hanes underwear underneath.
Oh, holes in the underwear.
Holy underwear. Like holes in the underwear for sure is up there.
Yeah, I'll go hotel jacuzzi. And you always, you want to be in it by yourself. Sometimes I like to go in it, but I don't want to be in it when the whole fucking family. It's like and they have their little party in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, hotel jacuzzi.
A little kid running up and like cannonballing into a jacuzzi. It's so funny.
Yeah, that's really good. Especially if there's some sort of handicap assisting way to get in to the body of water in the hotel.
Yeah.
I'm thinking for me, it's almost like the indoor pool at a hotel might be more trashy than the jacuzzi. But
pool is, the pool too.
Why?
Where I see the kids.
It'll be the
in my mind.
Pool and they'll...
I think the actual pool, the hot tub is grosser.
Yeah.
But the pool is white trashy.
Pool has a chlorine content that will melt your skin from your bones, and they're playing Marco Polo in it, but it's 7 feet by 4 feet, and there's nowhere to hide.
They're opening their eyes underwater.
Yeah, they're just, those kids are going blind. So, but yeah, I go with any pool or jacuzzi in a hotel.
Kids bring like underwater swim gear. They bring like the goggles for the hotel.
Yeah. Diving sticks. Or
the stuff for their nose to pull their noses.
Yeah. See, my parents.
Holding your nose is my
gosh. It was like a shithole motel in Wildwood one summer. Yeah. And my brother and I were playing in the pool, and these girls just started braiding my hair.
What?
Like braiding my hair. And I was too, like, no one in my family said anything. I didn't say anything. And I just stood there and let them like tightly braid my hair because they seemed a lot tougher than me.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it was like the Wild West. That pool was like the Wild West of kids going nuts. And
I remember me and my brothers being very excited to go to, my parents booked a hotel that was like 20 minutes away. And we went in the pool. And we were so fucking excited for it.
That was the highlight of the trip, the hotel pool.
I still love hotel pools.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whenever we're on a trip, I'm going to the pool.
Large will go in a jacuzzi when we go on NASCAR, and I always found that shocking because he's such like a highbrow guy.
Yeah.
He'll just go hang out in the jacuzzi.
It's a NASCAR event.
Okay, now we have the number one seed versus the 16th seed chain game. We'll do the chain first. First couple options being gas station pizza. Getting arrested for drinking too much Rumpelmans, religiously watching Big Bang Theory.
This is all Trent.
Only wearing a black shirt and khaki pants, doing a golf series where you can't even break 90 despite playing golf every single day of your pathetic life.
Yeah, that
those
is
good. Those are good.
Yeah. Those are all good.
Body's rejecting the elegant
golf. That was just Tommy's first like 20 submissions. So I just wanted to include them because they were fun.
You think if you did something every day for a living,
you would think you'd be good at it,
or at least getting better.
Right, like I never really, I'm just recently realizing how bad he is, because like I'm like starting to get more into golf a little bit, and friends will be like, oh yeah, like I shot like an 86, like 80s, like, and they're doing that, and it's not like a big thing. Like Trent, that's his whole thing, is he's just trying to break
it once. I will say, Trent is getting better than we think.
No, okay.
I've seen him play.
If he breaks it, he's out of a job, so he's just trying not to break it.
All right, the actual options, souvenir shot glasses from a suburb of Myrtle Beach.
Oh. Oof.
Not just, so it doesn't say Myrtle Beach on it. It says, like, Cherry Grove or North Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Or it's the ferry that you have to take to get to the place.
Yeah. A fat toddler in a Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt and no pants. Mm-hmm. dog drinking water out of a Kiss Me, I'm Irish plastic cup.
They love the Kiss Me.
Yeah. Otter pops on top of the fridge because there's no room in the freezer.
Otter tops on top of the what?
They put the freeze pops on top of the fridge because there's no more room for them in the freezer. The freezer is all water pops.
They're all liquid. Yeah. They're all liquid.
Those are good.
They're all the EBT all water Otter pops.
It was like the netted
the mesh bag.
The net.
Yep. You keep them in the garage outside the door.
Some chilling in your bedroom.
Yeah, freeze pops.
They get so many at once.
Popsicle stains on your mouth are white trash.
Mom screaming, "Get dressed, Janae's gonna be here soon" on repeat.
It's always Janae's gonna be here soon. Janae's coming. Janae who?
I was gonna get to that.
It's always some random person named Janae who has like immunity over their punishments. Janae's about to be here.
Your ex still being allowed to smoke on your porch.
Oh, God. They're like, that's like the one thing they can still do.
I feel like we're in like the fifth inning of like a TV perfect game. We all know it's happening. Nobody wants to fucking put their hands on them.
Riding a dirt bike flawlessly in red and black Jordan slides.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sports.
Holy shit. And I'm going to Janae's. Janae who? That last bit. And was it you ain't leaving this house until you, what was that one?
The mom started, you ain't, she like, the kid's in trouble. The kid can't leave the house, but then the kid's just like, I'm just going to Janae's. And, then, and that's fine. And you never know who Janae is.
Oh, holy shit.
You're thinking of one specific family from home, and I know.
I love that.
I swear, it's like a white girl named Janae who braids hair. But it's, we don't know who Janae,
She has a side hustle.
Those are OKBs. Being over 15 and being on a BMX peg bike. Kate's has a great one.
Oh, yeah.
Casseroles. That was mine. I was like, casseroles are big time. You throw tuna in there, mac and cheese, hot dogs, anything.
Hot dogs are trash.
2 liter bottles of soda, I think, I saw that submission. Yeah. I was like, yes, that's correct. And this is a really good one from Twitter. Driving around for more than a week with a plastic bag covering a broken car window.
Yeah.
So that was a really good one. So to go over them again,
I think trying to make soda healthy is a good. Like, if you always, like, it's diet, it's caffeine free.
The caffeine free, the gold cokes, the gold, that caffeine free and diet.
Yeah.
So souvenir shot glasses from a suburb of Myrtle Beach, a fat toddler in a Kiss Me on Myers shirt, no pants, a dog drinking water out of a Kiss Me on Myers plastic cup. Otter Pops being on top of the fridge because there's no room in the freezer. Mom yelling, get dressed, Janae's going to be here soon on repeat. Your ex still being alive.
Janae's about to be here. Get dressed. I am dressed.
Your ex still being allowed to smoke on your porch.
Wait, Kyle, can you explain that one a little bit?
It's always a name like Janae. Whenever I was doing home visits with the kids in Youngstown area, it was always... someone is about to pick them up. You don't know who it is, and they have a name like Janae, and it's just understood in the family that that like trumps any
activity.
Yeah, like makes kids like Janae's about to be here.
No, the ex smoking on the porch.
Oh, that's yeah, funny. That's their relationship. The caveat of the breakup is like that's where they smoke. They're so used to it. They'll still be like, who's that on your porch? She's like, that's my ex. He's just having a cigarette. Then he'll scream.
He's fucking good.
He has one cigarette and he'll be out. Are you back?
Love that.
Like, oh yeah, you just having one cigarette.
Riding a dirt bike flawlessly in red and black Jordan slides, which is, I just imagine that was the
one. Or like
fishing.
Really good one.
Yeah, doing something that you shouldn't be able to do in slides that easily.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to Janae's.
I don't know what that came from. Just go.
Oh my god.
So there's two separate Janae entries.
I was like, yeah.
There's multiple Janae options.
Yeah. There's multiple Janae's in the lives of these people.
So it was right at your pocket. So
Janae's about to be here, and then there's I'm just going to Janae.
So the submission you had
about to be here, and
you had you ain't leaving this house until you, and then followed up by I'm just going to Janae's. Janae who? That was how you wrote it.
Yeah, like which Janae out of the three that we know. Yeah.
being over age of 15 on a BMX peg bike, casserole, 2 liters of soda, and then driving around for more than a week in a plastic bag covering a broken car window. So we'll start, Kate. Which one of those stood out to you most for the chain?
Oh man, I feel like KB's all tied together. I can picture a whole scene again, very visceral. I wish I could pick them all. There's something about I can picture the guy in the slides who can ride. Motocross, who can like do anything
wearing flip-flops.
He also is the boyfriend who smokes on the porch still. Like, he's the same guy. Oh, I can picture his haircut. I can picture like everything about him. So I feel like I have to go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Something about, and also wearing the Amlon shorts while he's and he's wearing socks with the
cigarette
slides.
Hanging out.
Socks are gross. Yeah. And he's really good at sex. Probably enough. He just is.
He fucks.
He's got a big cock.
He does. It's a shame. He can really fuck. Sorry, that's the one.
I was thinking this guy's like skinny as a rail too, right?
Oh, yeah, but
he
abs.
He's a rail, but somehow. Yeah.
Never saw a gym in his life.
Really?
Like, really long torso.
Yeah.
It's all that fucking milk.
It's
all fucking milk.
His torso grew tall. Four different kids with different moms, but still a good guy. Though, like, still enough.
You can fix him.
Yeah. Like, definitely that guy.
Slides guy.
Those guys always have like the dented chest.
Always have a dented chest. Yeah. one or two really bad tattoos.
Oh, well,
that's coming up later.
Some sort
don't
of
you worry.
Severe birth defect that they ignore.
Yeah.
My extended family has an ex that still smokes on the porch. The thing is, there's the like a real like sun-stained Bix lighter that just stays out there. That's how's like that? A real light pink now. Like his just like there's just like a potted plant that's with great. All his cigarette butts.
It might have been a wheeling thing.
And then you'll just go out and talk to him, and then you'll just.
They don't go inside. Oh. They hate each other, but they're still like, yeah, he can do that.
So you're going with the smoking
that yes.
Pat?
Yeah, there's something like, for some reason, casserole being white trash is so fucking funny to me. Like, needing all of your nutrients wrapped into something is funny, but Pegs is good.
That's good because it implies either they lost their license, never had it, no car, DUI, or stole the bike. Yeah. So that's that's perfect.
And, like,
and it's Slides guy who has Slides the BMX bike sure, a lot of times. Yeah.
I don't know. I think, but there's something about just like the moment of peace between a couple who hates each other being understood that in this specific area he can smoke and I'm okay with that and I'll ignore it. That's like people
going to smoke it on the porch.
That one's the best one.
I think that's one that just made the most sense in my mind. I like the Janae, but just the two I could really picture, because even smoking cigarettes I feel is relatively white trash to a degree. So like having it be so important to you that you just can't let go of that.
Right.
I think it encapsulates a lot about what white trash really is.
Smoking cigarettes is either extremely cool or extremely white trash. There's a very black and white type of thing to it.
Every episode of Cops has an ex smoking on the porch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but and the ex will like travel to get there.
Yeah, it will make a pit
stop.
Just
like pan out.
Go out of I got to stop at my ex's and smoke on the porch.
So that you're going with the ex as well?
Yeah.
Francis?
I like that one the best. I think that one is so funny and so definably white trash.
So the smoking is going to go up against our number one seed of today, which is having crap on your front lawn. So inflatable pool, lawn chair, broken cars, usually multiple broken cars. Like
School bus.
School bus could be up there too.
There's a school bus in your front yard.
Inflatable Christmas decorations.
Yes, and I would include there's a lot of just crap on your front lawn. That is a very white trash thing in general. So that's going up against letting your ex smoke on your porch. Francis.
Oh, it's too bad to see the ex porch one go, but there's no, I mean, I can picture miles and miles of roads in northern Maine where you are just passing unfinished projects and, you know, hoarders fucking
sofa
buffets. Of just rusted car parts and nonsense. Basketball hoops that are tipped over, lying prone on the lawn.
Or just the basketball hoop back up, but the rim is like vertical.
Yeah. No one's ever shooting on it. So I'll go with all the shit on the lawn.
Shit on the lawn, KB.
Yeah, this seems, if it's in Maine, it seems to not be a nationwide, and it seems to be just a white thing.
Mm.
The shit on the yard, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't think other cultures do it as much.
Yeah. I mean, it is, in my experience, at least on Long Island, like, it's always...
Yeah, like furniture, like cars.
Front lawns aren't for utility.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're for show. Show. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So you're going with this shit on the lawn?
No, smoking on the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sticking with the smoking ex.
The male, it's always a male on the porch, and the ex-girlfriend's inside. That's and she always reminds him that he can't come in there.
Yeah. Better finish that.
You're not coming in here.
Get out, Randy.
Pat.
I think, like, if you see someone smoking on the porch, you don't necessarily know that they're white trash. But if you are driving through a town, especially if the town is a little nicer and there's one house that has a couple broken down cars or shit on the yard, you're like, oh, these are the town trash bags.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with things on the lawn.
2-2.
A friend of mine grew up like way in the cut, but he had an above ground pool in his front yard.
Oh, yeah.
You got to
show off things.
Bragging about it.
So I'm going with that.
Front lawn, that's pinnacle. Crap on the front lawn, 3-2.
Front lawn, there's always like an overgrown little tyke's house that's growing grass on the roof.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, the smoking one's so good, but the front.
All right, so the crap on the lawn is going to move on. On the other side, we have the number 6 seed. Oh, and by the way, the loser of that one was smoke. Never mind, it was the smoke one, which we already talked about. On this side, it is water parks, number 6 seed. Water parks, and this is where it comes back to when we were talking about defining what white trash is. You could be relatively wealthy and go to a water park and still be white trash.
Yeah.
And that is going up against the number 11 seed, pot leaf apparel. Mm. So you're wearing
nice.
You're wearing a shirt with a bunch of pot leaves, a hat specifically. I'm always thinking
submission,
of
whoever that was.
So Kate,
pendant.
Pendant. Pot Leaf Apparel versus water parks.
We do a couple water parks this summer already.
There you go. Water parks.
Fun. Yeah. And again, it's that same thing as shopping with my mom at Walmart. I'm like, well, that's not me. I got to go with the Pot Leaf Apparel. Yeah. Pot Leaf Apparel.
Pot Leaf Apparel.
Yeah.
Weed used to be really cool, and then it got so uncool so fast.
So uncool. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Water parks, though, is there a high-end like water park that's not accessible to everybody?
No.
Yes.
There's some like, I know in the Poconos, there's some that are like within resorts. So it'll be like the Great Wolf Lodge. So you at least have to have enough money to stay there.
Tommy, I've been to the Great Wolf Lodge.
We're at a water park.
White trash.
It is.
I'm not saying it's a leap. I'm just saying you at least have to have enough money to get a hotel.
Wait, I might reverse my thing because Great Wolf Lodge is like what white trash people think a nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which Tommy just did.
No.
I don't know how people were getting cut all the time, but like
always water park.
They're always wearing bandages.
Oh yeah.
Remember the wave pools had like the popcorn flooring that will just tear your feet and the ass of your
skin. I put all my shit in these nasty lockers.
They also let people with inner tubes in at the wave pool and they just blast you and they're like sharp.
Yeah.
If you scrape the bottom of a wave pool, it's like being in a motorcycle crash.
Yes.
And like everybody in water parks typically either has a C-section scar or is wearing a T-shirt.
It's like it's a place to go to flaunt your like body scars and deformities.
Yes. So you're going to switch to...
Or like a heart like surgery scar. Yes.
I submitted one to Kenjack that I don't think you would have included, but I said using your C-section scar as an accent in a tattoo. Yeah.
Using anything like nipple as an accent.
Yeah.
I'm switching to water parks. The more I think about it.
No, right. I'm with you on water parks, just because it's almost a great equalizer. The wealthiest could have. It's the same amount of fun you're having. I don't know if money's going to get you anything better there.
Oh, there's always the horny couple like making out and waiting in line to go down the big slide
on a date.
And they're like water parks are. When it comes to like entertainment, are pretty dangerous, aren't they? Like people die at water parks.
I think so.
I mean, they're caution to the wind.
Yeah. So you're going to switch to water parks as well.
Yeah. It's always like a nacho floating, but it's like
just
liquid.
Yeah. They get out of they're soaking wet and just dripping onto their cheese fries.
Yeah.
Chlorine hot dog.
It's pruny humans.
Yeah.
You're there too long.
I love Splish Splash.
I was going to say, I was originally on the other side. I've now been painted such a vivid picture of Splish Splash specifically where I'm like, God, it's so white trash.
It's like in the mid, because
they're also fat.
Canada Lake Park.
Yeah. Also fat.
It's true. So Splish Splash is in Riverhead, which is about as far out on Long Island you can get before it gets rich. And like, it is just so gross.
It's disgusting. It is but so they've gross. Got a lot of fun rides.
Dude, the rides are great.
Yeah.
Pat?
Yeah, it's got to be water parks. I mean, it's just like the clientele, like they run commercials to get people there.
Mm-hmm.
It's water parks without a question.
Water parks?
Yeah, water parks.
Another for water parks is going to win, but
no one's hot at a water park either.
That's true.
No, you're right.
And if there is one hot person, she is miserable.
Yeah.
Because every guy is just fucking...
She's got a bad
friend. There's white trash hot at a water park.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very... Right.
Like,
I love white trash.
The hot girls that go to water parks, like, go there to be flirted with, like, little kids will flirt with you. Little boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Old girls there.
They love you.
They love it.
Yeah. That's a...
Oh, you're so like, cute. Tap them on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll give you a chance, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds very personal to you.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get on that Jerry Thornton blog.
So you're going with water parks.
Water parks is a great pick.
Francis?
Water parks.
Water parks is going to move on. Nick's had the Pot Leaf Apparel, which was a great pick.
Oh, it's too bad. That was super good.
Yeah. And that is like an instant you know.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Next is the number 3 seed, which is cartoon pajamas. So cartoon pajama pants, think Looney Tunes pajama pants.
Cookie Monster.
Tweety.
Cookie
Monster. Tweety. Yeah, so Tweety and Taz started off the white trash movement of like the 90s.
I think like wearing these out in public.
And that's part of this.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
They couldn't afford like the better characters, the more popular characters, like Bugs.
Bunny, or, no way.
I'm thinking Tasmanian Devil.
Tasmanian or Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird and Tasmanian Devil are the big two.
Mm-hmm. Those are eight. Cookie those are getting
Monsters
it, yeah.
Cookie Monster's up there too, for sure. They're just character.
Dr. Pepper. For girls, it's always Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Yes.
But cartoon, fictional character, child characters, pajama pants versus the number 14 seed.
The dudes that wore Taz, like, related to him.
Yeah. Nobody can hold me back.
Yeah. Like, this guy fucking gets it.
Yeah.
I go a mile a minute. Work on that. What?
Work on that? It's going up against the number 14 seed. I'm just going to say, like, non-traditional sort of pets. So, like, the kid who had pet spiders and lizards and shit along those lines.
Reptiles.
I think reptiles and spiders. Spiders, I think more so. Like, having pet bugs is pretty, it's pretty high up there. So we'll start with you, Francis. The pet lizard bug combo versus cartoon pajamas.
I don't really summon an image of a person who's white trash when I think of the cartoon pajamas.
Oh my god.
We're clarifying in public, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a 7 okay,
yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I was just thinking waking up from bed.
No. They're wearing them out to grocery shop.
Yeah, that's fucking gross. Ugh. It's disgusting, people. So
they're wearing them to like hot street festivals, getting
they're wearing them to their town's 4th of July
yes, yeah. Like the fair
event.
Where those people had children young.
Yeah.
Yes. Usually, yes.
Yes. One of them probably died.
Always.
Usually,
Tommy.
Playing the game with the quarters that fall over because they need it.
Yeah, and then shaking the machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Knock them in.
Dyed red hair.
Getting crushed by a vending machine is very white trash.
Yes.
The fair is very white trash.
Yeah. I'll go with the other one, though. Remind me.
Pet lizards and bugs.
Pet bugs, man. Anybody that has a pet furry spider, they never see it. It's under that log. Yeah. Well, then why have it? They don't ever come out, you know? It's just under there. He sleeps during the day. Okay. When was the last time you saw it? I mean, do you know that it's in there? Anyway, so yeah, pet reptiles, you know, bugs specifically.
KB?
I mean, the pajama pants in public, I think, is the pinnacle of white trash. These people don't wear any. They wear, it's either that or like shitty loose fitting sweatpants wherever they go. That's pinnacle of white trash to me.
Yeah, usually a bleach stain or two on them too.
Yeah, I'm picturing her at like a 7-Eleven or gas station with like cigarettes, a couple Gatorade bottles, just
white,
an awful
white,
snack
white
selection,
top, the belly showing,
the dirtiest Uggs,
eyebrow ring,
dirty Uggs, yeah,
where like the soles aren't even touching the ground; it's the side of the Uggs touch the ground.
Yeah. She might ask for a lottery ticket as she checks out.
Yeah,
I'll go with that.
Cartoon pajamas, Pat.
Yeah, for me, lizards and reptiles are more of a representation of like incel, like weirdo,
weird
like,
dudes.
Like everyone's a little afraid of this person. Like they're just a little off, but they can be cool. But like KB said, there's nothing more white trash than seeing someone who hasn't reached their potential just be up because it's their choice out in public. In pajama pants with cartoons on them. They like have a girl who could be hot, but she's wearing.
Yeah, she's always kind of hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
If
only she could afford a better hairdresser.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Just work eyebrows are too thin.
Oh, the hair is fried.
It's the crinkle scrunch.
The hair is fried.
Really crinkly scrunch.
Yeah.
And the straight bang.
It's like the guy version of, like, I think the long basketball shorts, like the ones that go down to, like, here.
Yeah.
She comes from a decent home, but that's boring for her. Mm. So she had behavioral issues in school. You know what I mean.
Describing Bad Barbie, whatever her name is, basically.
Yes.
Nick.
So I think it's choosing to have a pet that won't love you, right? Like, you can't play with it.
Yeah.
You have to keep live crickets in your home. They always escape. They're impossible. You don't touch your pet. It takes up space. It smells. And you have to be in constant fear of it escaping.
Yeah.
And it's kind of expensive. I'm going with like a tarantula or lizard person.
Tarantula lizard person?
And they act like they love it. And they're just like, oh, yeah. It's the best. Why?
Yeah.
It is like a showy, like white trash luxury. Like I'm picturing again the guy with the slides who can do anything. He's yeah. got a snake, yes, and he loves. You come back to his house, he's gonna feed it, and you're gonna watch.
You know he's not treating it right.
Like, no, yeah. not at all. No, that's your choice. Then are you?
Yeah, because they're okay. A lot of these people are buying snakes just so they could feed them live mice.
Yes,
and they love that.
Very white.
Get
off on that almost. Mm.
Yeah,
that's So I have two. One, I was at a very white trash spot around Fort Bragg, and they had all their daughters crammed into one room so they could have a snake and like reptile room. So they like literally took a bedroom away from their kids so they could have a reptile room.
Terrarium.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. And they were like, yeah.
That's not cool.
Nice. I was like, oh, like, yeah, sure.
RDT, who we work with, is a huge reptile.
I heard.
Is
he?
Yes. What? I didn't know that. Yeah. Yes.
Jews can be reptile people?
Oh,
I thought that was more of like a Gentile thing.
We can put that, but I don't
know. And then one of my warm white trash friends growing up had gerbils. And I feel like every few months they're like, you're not going to believe who had 15 babies again.
Oh yeah.
It was they always just was like 20 million gerbils being born.
Their gerbil died in the most horrific way you could possibly imagine.
Oh yeah.
Get into like the AC.
They were like eating. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're just like, "Yeah, that's the smell. We'll get it out."
Jumped into like a vat of boiling oil.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was the smell of like staying over the night there and like smelling the wood chips and like the whatever. Like I don't know. So I feel like I got to go with that one. But, like unnecessary.
Tied up.
Good question. Are dogs or cats more white trash?
Cats.
Oh, they're both.
They're both in different
ways. Depends on what kind of dog.
You can't own the cat.
Both. Like,
that's very true. The cat can't be owned.
Dog shit on the carpet is tough, but a really full litter box is also pretty white trash.
The dog also has like a broken paw.
But what's more white trash than the beware of dog sign?
I think having both a lot of dogs and cats together is pretty white trash.
It's animal abuse.
I think the beware of dog sign pushes that over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having a dog that's
having
only
that patch
nice
in your lawn that's just dirt where it runs back and forth.
Yeah.
The cat's named like, that's Smokey. And he just runs in and then like has never been checked for anything. They just say it's their cat, but they just showed up one day. Yeah. Like that's very white trash.
Yeah, claiming a
cat
wild
just decided
animal
decided he's
ever been in your home as your pet.
Yeah. It depends on the animal's behavior. If your animal is only nice to you, that's a white trash animal.
Yeah. So, Gooch, you tiebreak.
So, when you brought up the exotic pets, what I had in mind was like a 10-year-old going out in the woods and finding a turtle and then claiming that as his pet. That's my idea of like a white trash version of that. But the cartoon pajamas is truly, I think it is the signifier for white trash.
It is, yeah.
Exactly. So, cartoon pajamas going to move on next up. And the pet.
I don't think that's just a white thing, though.
What, the pajamas? That's true. That's fair.
Depends on the character.
You're right.
But the pet tarantula one was Francis's. I think that was great. That was one where I immediately thought of like three different people I knew that had them.
Yeah.
They were gross. Okay, so now we have the number 7 seed versus the 10. The 7 seed being Scratchers. Scratch-off lottery tickets.
Oh, yeah.
This is not just white.
That's also true. That's very
good. It is a good pick.
White trash is like white. Like it's more of like a state of mind,
And that's going up against
milk's pretty white. Milk's pretty white trash.
And that's going up against the number 10 seed, swimming in shorts. And again, we talked about this a little bit. It wasn't part of that last one, but swimming in like big ass basketball shorts, no bathing suit owned in your household. That's pretty white trash. So Scratchers versus swimming in shorts. Kate.
I can't stop thinking about Slides guy. He's really in my head now, man. I really.
And he can stroke.
He can, man.
Stroke it. Yeah.
Takes you to the swimming hole. You just got done feeding his snakes.
He's like racist. He's
right,
but black.
Oh, yeah.
He's all horned up.
Yes. Yes. I can't tell if he's like
he loves
trying to
music.
Be black or very racist.
Diamond stud, earrings from Spencer. He's racist as fuck.
Subwoofers in his trunk.
And he'll cream you. He'll cream pie you.
Cream pie you.
Absolutely.
He's got a latex allergy.
I got to go again. It's
you wanted me to pull out?
I got to go with swimming in like shorts.
He has the longest torso.
The longest torso. But otherwise not that tall.
Yeah. But he could do like two flips off the bridge.
Yes. Impressive. He loves the retainers.
And his shorts just go.
You hear like the ripple of his shorts as he's doing the gainer because he looks like smacking.
He looks like fucking Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, he's built, every white trash dude's built like Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going with the swimming in shorts guy, Nick.
Yeah. It's got to be swimming in shorts. They're like his boxers are like just as long because like the shorts are so heavy they're down to here. Got like the plaid boxers, and they're soaked and like in that. It's so funny.
Oh yeah.
The string on those shorts has been lost forever, too.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no way to tie them off.
Or it's just like the string's on one side.
Oh. So there's another for shorts guy, Pat.
What was it against the
for scratchers?
Oh, definitely shorts.
Mm-hmm. Swimming in shorts guy.
Swimming in shorts.
Swimming in shorts.
It's at the public pool that's just a rectangular pool with nothing else to offer.
It's fenced off, too. Very, with like barbed wire. Francis.
I like swimming in shorts. Yeah.
Swimming in shorts. Going to move on. Now we have the number two seed, bad tattoos. Mm. Bad tattoo. Looney Tunes, barbed wire, tramp stamp. I think bad portraits of a baby is very much up there for white trash tattoo. Tribals has white dudes as well, also up there. And that's going up against the number 15 seed, which is smoking inside. Smoking indoors, very white trash.
In their home or their car, as like their kids in the back.
Not as like a funny, like, oh, I'm smoking, like just someone who catches.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
So, Francis, you're up first. Smoking indoors or bad tattoos?
Oh, my God. These are tough. Mm-hmm. This is tough. Ugh. But when you are somebody who is so accustomed to the smell of cigarette smoke that it's seeping into your furniture, your clothes reeking of it all the time. It's just part of your world. Oh, you are dark. You're a dark soul. That's a dark life. And that is really gross.
Smoking indoors.
Smoking indoors.
Jimmy?
This is a good one. They always get the tattoos when they're like 16, and it just says like first family across their back.
Mom takes them. Yeah.
Desire, motivation on their forearm. Yeah. Smoking inside is good. I'm going to go smoking inside.
Another one for smoking inside.
I think it's bad tattoo. I think every single selection that we've thought of today, whether it's the ex on the porch, it's Jaylen, it's the family at the water park, it's the girl in the Tasmanian devil pajama pants, they've all had tattoos in my head. Not a single one of them has not had a tattoo.
And the bad tattoo.
A bad tattoo. Do you mean Janae when you
Janae has
tattoo?
A Janae tattoo.
Janae has a tattoo of herself.
Jaylen. Jaylen, Janae, whatever the one from KB's hypothetical was.
Yeah. They're having a tattoo of her own name on herself.
Yeah, it's always the tattoo.
The tattoo, Pat?
I think my grandmother was a big smoker, and she smoked inside so much that when you would go take a shower in the bathroom, the walls would bleed yellow nicotine.
Oh, God, dude.
Off the walls. Yeah. And then she would get mad at us if we said anything about it. She'd call us, CJ, you're being babies.
But I think like rich people in like the 90s we're still smoking inside, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I think more like
people were just addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably were in a 600 square foot craftsman style home. But yeah, I'm going to go with that. I think just smoking, like not in an ironic way inside, is is very trashy.
Nick?
I got hand-me-downs from my aunts, my cousins, and my aunts were smokers, indoor smokers. And so, like, my clothes that I wore were also too big now and smelled like cigarettes. You couldn't get the smell out. But it's got to be bad tattoos. I mean, I have them. Like, if you had $100, you could go and get whatever you wanted. They wouldn't check your ID. It's always like your dead pit bull's paw print. Mm-hmm. It's bad tattoos.
Bad tattoos, Kate?
Everybody knows bad, but I have a bad tramp stamp, and I was married to a guy with a horrible tribal, like a huge tribal. Yeah. And it was barbed wire. It was red.
It was
and
barbed
black.
Wire and tribal.
And tribal.
Oh my
combo. Yeah.
So that's
dude had the longest torso.
You are the most fortified tribe.
You walk into the bar, Kate, was Kate's tattoo and the guy's thing on the side.
Was Was the tribal like symbol done in barbed wire?
They were
it,
interweaved.
Like... Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow. Through, and he had like huge.
Yeah, no, I've taped. It's bad tattoos is yeah. my yeah. top three.
Yeah.
It's bad. But we also, growing up, my grandparents, my dad was one of a ton of siblings, and they all smoked in my grandparents' house. And I remember as a kid, always getting yelled at for knocking over the ashtrays because there was ashtrays everywhere. And all my aunts, like, I remember getting like accidentally burned by Aunt Helen. Like, you. Like, everybody was smoking inside, and my dad would smoke Marlboro Reds in the car all the time. Mm-hmm. And I, like, to this day, I smell secondhand smoke, and I'm like, da-da. I'm like, papa. Yeah. so, I, by God, it's the tattoo. It's like a specific white trash tattoos, too, are very specific.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
Jesus crying on the peck.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it's like the eyes are crossed. Kind of
really
up
bad eye, baby praying footprint. Hands,
baby
bad,
footprint. Yeah.
Like, the dudes that have religious tattoos commit a mortal sin an hour.
Yeah, it's a Bible passage written in that sort of medieval script.
Yeah.
I have a cousin. He's like my second cousin from Delco, who has a really awful Confederate flag tattoo on his arm.
Delco?
Yes.
You should get a really good Confederate flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat?
Bad.
Show it off. I know you got one.
Well, I have body art.
Wait, you have a tattoo?
Pat has. I think this was done by Kat Von D.
Oh yeah, you do.
Wait, what?
This is exactly what we're talking about.
I don't know if I want to show it off. I don't know.
Come on,
Patty. Let's take a peek.
Also, before my reveal, before I forget, having the name of someone who died that you weren't very close to.
Yeah, that is very white trash.
Get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Wait, when did this happen?
Pat, why don't you describe it?
Yeah, talk to us. Talk us through this.
Mike.
What does it say?
What you are looking at is a African tortoise with live and let live. No, they say don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
No, when did you?
Things are too good to pass up.
What was the brainstorming process for that?
There was none. There was.
Why'd you choose Africa? How old were you?
Oh, I think I just turned 18. It was more of an act of defiance. Mm-hmm. I think I'd saved up a little scratch from working at the local Panera Bread. So I drove my.
Why an African?
So I drove my 1999 Mustang over. Over to Milford, Massachusetts. And in between the tattoo artist nods, he would kind of wake up and he gave me this thing.
I thought that was like a stack of books. I can't even tell it's a turtle.
African tortoise.
How you ended up gay.
Yeah, right.
From that background.
Why did you choose that?
Yeah.
There it is.
I love the African tortoise.
What's your favorite thing?
Yes.
Not bad.
Yeah. There's another funny story with this is Andrew Manley, tech guy Andrew.
Yes.
He has on his back, he saw this, he was going through like a booklet and he saw like at a tattoo parlor and he found this cross he thought was really cool. So he got tattooed on his back. It was a Russian Orthodox cross. He's not Russian Orthodox. No. He's Catholic. He just thought it was cool and he got it tattooed on his back and it's huge and didn't realize
that.
It.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He also has the Long Island outline on his arm, which is like for us.
Oh, a state outline.
It says white trash.
I have it.
That is his white trash.
Long Island.
Oh, you do?
Of Long Island?
No, I have West Virginia, but I took my dad on his 50th birthday. He wanted to get West Virginia, and he got a parade. So I was like, I'll get the outline real quick. But I haven't done anything else to it.
West Virginia is a cool outline.
Where is it?
Yes. Yeah,
unique.
All mine are bad.
Yeah,
area code.
Yeah.
Established in your birth year.
Oh, yeah.
Tied to a location.
So Manley has the Long Island outline with the Irish flag in the filling it out, which is that is very white trash.
Being Irish
above
is
the
white
root
trash.
Of your yes. cock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, one right here?
Yeah.
The lawnmower in your pubes.
Oh, God.
Janae definitely has the smoker boyfriend's name on her somewhere.
Yeah.
Porch smoker.
He's trying to like work it into a different word. Doesn't really work. You can still tell. Okay, so we were tied up with bad tattoo versus smoking inside. Gooch.
No, KB, switch.
You switch your vote?
Yeah, it's a bad tattoo.
Bad tattoo it is. Bad tattoo's going to move on. The smoking inside one, I don't think this was actually, like, I combined five different ones for smoking inside. I gave it to Tommy because he was the first
really?
One. You were the first one to give one that was close to smoking. So I was like, okay, I'll just throw it on Tommy's name. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high whenever you want, wherever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market bunk. What's the best way to do that? With Three Chi, of course. They have the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes and everything in between for all racing fans and cannabis vape enthusiasts. And by the way, they're introducing a new thing. We talked about this, I think, on the last time with Jeff. Kyle Kush disposable vape that pays homage to the NASCAR driver Kyle Busch. With its potent blend of Delta 8, HHC, THCP, and CBC, this disposable vape is designed to deliver an exhilarating vaping experience that you will not soon forget. So, what are you waiting for? Race to 3chi.com and order your Kyle Kush disposable vape today. And while you're at it, grab other Kyle Kush merch for some extra, and maybe some extra gummies. Yeah, the gummies. We talk about them all the time. Gummies are amazing. Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners get an exclusive 15% discount on all of 3Chi's premium THC products. Go to 3Chi.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly. Okay, so the playoffs. First matchup we have is drinking milk versus the Snapchat scenario, which we laid out, which is Snapchatting home run nachos at a sports bar with no caption.
Is that one?
It was the Dalmatian one, right?
Well, no, that's one of them. Oh, well, yeah, but I was just, yeah, I would just all of them. The Dalmatian was the best one. Custody dispute in the Dalmatian filter.
Like a rant.
On Snapchat, yeah. The rant. Versus milk. Let's start with Kate.
There's something so specific about the custody dispute in the filter with the filter on, because that is a real thing. Like, that's, I've seen that. And it's so white that I have to go with that one.
Milk tongue comes out when it's not supposed to.
Yeah, the tongue comes out when it's supposed to. Or even like the super like glamorous filter on, but she's talking about something
horrible. They love the glamour filter.
Yeah.
So dated.
Yeah. That's...
I've been with my buddy at a bar and he got a Snapchat and he opened it up. It was like 8 purple squares and it was like a long ass video. Open it up. It's... There was another filter. It was like the real rosy cheeks and blue eyes one.
Yeah.
He was getting chewed the fuck out. He's a dead man. Yeah. It's that's so specific, yet everybody kind of has seen that somewhere.
Yeah.
Snapchat, Pat.
It's versus milk, right?
Yeah.
I just am picturing stuff. Like, you know, the fat little kid from Christmas Vacation who runs out of Eddie's trailer and he's got a rat tail. Like, that's what I'm picturing when I picture someone drinking milk.
Yes, exactly.
Exhaustion.
That's it.
Yeah, like they're going to run out of milk.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, but I think tattoos is just...
Oh, no, this is against the Snapchat.
Oh, I'm sorry, against Snapchat?
It's tough.
I'm going to go Snapchat, I think, is going to take it. But it's very close.
3 for Snapchat.
Yeah, it's close, but the Snapchat filter is just so specific. Although the idea of them running out of breath, but
I may check.
You really have to be white trash to be putting filters on yourself and arguing over Snapchat. So I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
I'll stick with milk.
Snapchat's gonna move on the other side. The having much crap on your lawn versus the hotel hot tub, Francis.
Ooh. I think if there were a white trash flag, it would have junk on the front lawn. So, junk on the front lawn.
Junk on the front lawn.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to beat for me.
Think about that. What is it? Making a murderer?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the anthem. And their junkyard was the playground of their lives. That's it.
Like a tornado could roll through town, their house would look exactly the same after.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They'd
might
be like,
organize
oh, we're
things
home.
A little bit.
Exactly. Maybe look better. KB.
Yeah, that.
Crap on your lawn.
Yeah, same.
Crap on your lawn.
Yeah, it's gotta be crap on your lawn. Definitely.
Gonna win, but Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, crap on the lawn.
Crap on the lawn versus the Snapchat custody dispute.
Oh, fuck.
I still have to go crap on the lawn. Like Francis said, it's like the flag of, like, I pass by and I know who lives there.
Mm-hmm.
Good hearted. But,
you know, it was a failure to launch.
It was a failure to launch.
They halfway finish a lot of projects.
They're trying to dig out a pond and it still has the plastic filter, like a plastic liner.
A lot of tarps.
Yeah. You get busy,
it's like
things
a
come up.
Sandbox that's wet with shotgun shells in it.
Yeah.
I used to have a neighbor that was a permanent yard sale.
Like they would always have the tent up and people would just stop and like put, they would bring more stuff out.
Selling old license plates.
Yeah, always license plates.
Have no name or wording. It's just numbers. It's real license
plates. Yeah. front yard.
Front yard, Nick. Snapchat custody dispute.
There were some, we've said all the options, right?
Yes.
Okay. I will go things on the lawn.
Things on the lawn.
Yeah, it's things on the lawn.
Things on the lawn?
The Snapchat one is just so funny to me. I'm sticking with the Dalmatian Snapchat custody rant.
Dalmatian.
Trust me, it's the Snapchat filter.
All right, 3-2.
It's stuff on the lawn.
Crap on the lawn. Crap on the lawn going into the finals. The Snapchat.
You can at least, like, they're only sending out the one person. The people are so shameless with the stuff on the lawn.
Oh, I was saying, like, they put they throw it up on their story.
Yeah, I was picking stories.
And they're just ranting it to the public about their relationship woes.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
No, they'll put it on the geo, like the one that I can look at on the Snapchat map. That's how I saw it.
They might even download and upload it to Facebook if they're not confident about it.
And the worst is, you know, there's a guy hitting on that post. You know, there's a guy responding. Yeah. Or
who's disappointed when he meets her and she doesn't look like a dog.
See Dalmatian. Yeah, that's.
So now we have the cartoon pajamas versus the water park. Francis.
Oof.
Ooh.
Rough one.
I mean, I love a person wearing cartoon pajamas to the water park.
Whoa.
They can't go in the water because, you know, they've got two kids that they're holding. I'll go with... Ugh, this one's a coin flip for me. I'll go with the cartoon pajamas. I like that one.
Cartoon pajamas?
Pajamas, big time.
It's big time.
Yeah, you could be not white trash and go to a water park. Like, you could just want to go to unless you're white trash, you are not wearing cartoon pajamas out to your local gas station run.
Yeah.
Cartoon pajamas, Pat, versus water park?
Pains me to say, but cartoon pajamas is more white trash than a water park.
Cartoon pajamas?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, it's cartoon pajamas.
Yeah, cartoon pajamas.
Cartoon pajamas. On the other side, bad tattoos versus swimming in shorts.
I hate to let you go.
This is that fucking guy. It's the slide. Both of these are the slides
guy. I've really fallen for him over the course of this episode. My God. I'm going to have to go tattoos, I guess.
One for bad tattoos.
Yeah. Many options there.
I'm going with swimming in shorts because, like, there's bad tattoos.
Also, there's a specific way.
Beyond white.
There's a specific way swimming in shorts guy holds on to his shorts. Yeah. It's overhand. It's one-handed, and he's got a kind of stance. Sorry.
He's having too much fun.
He's got, like, the lip piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a smell to him, a musk.
Yeah.
He stinks a little, but there's something about it.
He forgot to take his money clip out of the pocket.
Yep.
So all $8 are soaked.
Yep. Having crumpled up money is very... Yeah.
He always has a knife on him, a pocket knife. Yeah. That's a little too big that makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's been shot.
That's it. So, Nick?
Yeah, I'm picturing these guys at a rope swing.
Yeah.
He's old. Oh, yes.
He knows how to get there, too.
Like, you went there with your friends, and he's just already been there. He's been there all day.
Yeah.
You're not friends with him. He went there alone.
It's like the control of the rope swing. The
rope on that rope swing has fiberglass in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to hold on. Yeah.
He'll go first because he's done it.
Yes. Yeah. He explains to every person. He's like, no, you got to hold on tight.
Swimming in basketball shorts.
Swimming in basketball shorts.
Yeah, basketball shorts.
Three for basketball shorts.
I'm going with the bad tattoo. I can't. To me, it's the epitome of white trash.
Bad tattoo.
When I'm picturing the guy swimming in the basketball shorts,
yeah, they all,
I'm picturing
he's
him
right.
With
all of these people throughout this bracket have the bad tattoos.
But so many people have bad tattoos, even if they're not white trash, I feel like. Like, but only white trash will swim in and one shorts.
I'm thinking of specific bad tattoos again, like the fucking Looney Tunes barbed wire tramp stamp, bad portraits of that live tribal, like
bad tattoos exist everywhere.
Yes, but these specific ones,
like swim trunks, are so accessible, man.
Right?
Yeah,
they just don't have them. Yeah. They have these shorts from 2001.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, Tommy, you're going with the bad tattoos.
I went bad tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is the The shorts.
Swimming in shorts?
Shorts.
Shorts are going to move on versus the cartoon pajamas. Let's see. Where are you going?
These are really good together. I like the cartoon pajamas more than the swimming in the shorts. I think it's a colorful, daring choice. You know they're proud of them.
Yeah, they're always
the white trash people are proud of that. Whereas the shorts, swimming in the shorts, that's just for lack of other options. Mm-hmm. They're being what they think efficient. These are shorts. I use them. I was wearing them already. Oh, a body of water. Fine.
Mm-hmm. But the person in the cartoon pajamas has other options to wear out.
They do, but yeah, they've chosen this because exactly, it's fun.
Use it as a conversation starter.
Yeah, it's flair.
Yeah.
It's flair for them.
KB?
Yeah, this is so commonplace in some towns along like the Ohio River that, yeah, no one would bat an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like you could almost combine these, just like wearing the wrong pants to the wrong events, like at the wrong times. Like maybe they sleep in bathing suits. Like it's just a rotation of things. They're just wearing them.
Haven't quite figured out what pants to wear.
Yeah, they just got to shift it 90 degrees. So I'll go with the pajamas.
Cartoon pajamas.
I'm going to go swim shorts.
Swimming shorts. Okay.
There's something sexy about the pajamas. They can like roll them a little bit.
Mm.
Show off that pierced belly button.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I'm thinking show off
with the pierced belly button.
Boned up, Nick?
You see that scar popping out?
But yeah, going out in public in Tweety Bird pants that are like very old, like they're not even fluffy anymore, they're just real
worn,
pushed down. Yeah. The string's been chewed on. Yeah, going with that.
Kate?
Ideally, swimming in shorts guy winds up with Cookie Monster pants
yes.
girl.
Oh, yeah.
There's some violence.
They have a kid
problem.
Together.
They do.
Yeah. It dies.
It's too tumultuous. Right. It's tough.
The kid died.
he was canoeing, but he didn't know how to swim.
Oh, no.
I'm going off this. I can see Francis maybe being out one day and winding up swimming in regular shorts somehow.
I do that a lot.
I can't see Francis wearing...
No way.
Tasmanian Devil.
That's a really good point.
Pajama
good
pants. And so I'm going to go...
Use me as your... Yeah.
That would be go such a pants. Good punishment for Francis forcing
I would assume
to wear.
You're dying if you're wearing Tasmanian Devil pants.
Yeah, things have really fallen a long way.
You've been kidnapped and that's the only reason you're...
All my money's gone and my parents are in worse shape. And... you know, we're just, it's not good if I'm in that place.
Yeah, it's pajama pants.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's the same price for just flannel or plaid pants. Uh-huh. He chose.
Yeah.
Has.
Part of their personality.
Nice.
What would be the funniest place to send Francis in those cartoon pajama pants? That would make you the most embarrassed as a punishment.
Oh, God.
I'm not talking like go to a gala or some shit, but like in reasonable.
There would be like an almost intentional irony to wear them. Wearing them to the surf lodge.
Teens are starting to wear them again to like the gym.
I'm trying to think of somewhere you would go where it'd be not out of the ordinary or impossible for you someone to be wearing them.
Come on, a Yankees game?
You go to
yeah.
That's tough. I would feel so uncomfortable.
You could not.
Or even worse would be like a Knicks game, like MSG inside.
The wood?
Oh.
You have to wear a crop top with it.
We give them courtside seats wearing Tweety Bird fucking shirt pants. All right. The cartoon pajama is going to move on, and it's facing the crap on the lawn. Championship
Ooh, what
match.
What about?
Championship it's match. Out. It's good. I think we did good.
Yeah, no, this is good. Yeah.
Francis?
Wow. Oh, I don't want to go first here. I'll just say crap on the lawn.
Crap on the lawn? That's one for crap on the lawn.
And I don't have a whole lot to defend it over the pants because I think they're both great.
Maybe.
Pajama pants. Oh, my God. This is it.
I agree. It's so it's specific. It's visually, like, you can imagine it.
You can imagine it so easily.
We all had that moment of, oh, yeah, I've seen this a million times at a Walmart or 7-Eleven.
You can see the ass of the person wearing them, and it's so bad.
Yeah, she's so fat.
Oh, no. I think she's thin.
I think she's kind of hot.
I think she's got.
I'm picturing a hot one. I'm
picturing a hot girl.
Yeah. I'm not at all.
Yeah, the ugly ones, Will. I don't even regard them, but.
Yeah, I'm going pajama pants.
Pajama pants, Pat.
It's so tough. My mind, I'm like picturing someone who like doesn't exist in my mind wearing these pajama pants, and everyone has seen them. Like, I picture skinny. I don't picture fat.
Right.
Rolled down. Spaghetti string top.
Yes,
tucked
white
into top, the Uggs.
Tucked in Uggs. Yeah. She's at the fair. She's hanging out with a boyfriend who her parents don't like.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's 30 and she's 17.
Yes, exactly.
But it's like Francis said, the flag of white trash is crap on the yard. So I'm going with white with crap on the yard.
2-2.
Man, this is so tough.
Yeah.
This is so, so tough. I'm going crap on the lawn.
Crap on the lawn.
Crap on the lawn. It's, you know.
it's fixable.
They just keep getting more stuff. It's projects they'll never finish.
But
they don't even see the crap on the lawn.
It's yeah, they're blind.
That's the lawn.
Yeah.
You don't think about what the space would be if they didn't if they moved the school bus.
Mm-hmm. They see it as a place to store.
Why do they have a where did they get a school bus?
Yeah.
A cop car? Where'd they get a cop car?
They have the biggest plans for these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, an old Crown Vic.
Oh, yeah, I might sell it. What?
So they think the things on the yard will somehow gain value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they just put assets, a little work into it, they'll get a steal.
I like that the vehicle on the lawn changes depending on geographic location. Yes, yes. Like down the dirt, like South Jersey and the Pine Barrens, it's just abandoned boats all over people's lawns. Further inland, it's like super old RVs with bees' nests all over them.
Front lawn has the trampoline without the pads on the side. It's just springs.
Yeah.
The net that's like tilted in. Uh-huh. Basketball hoop, like Francis said. Bags of sand.
Finished.
What are you doing?
Yard work.
I have a specific house in mind.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
When I'm thinking about this.
Of course.
When COVID happened, we went and quarantined up in Maine, and I didn't perform comedy for 8 months or something. And I thought I never would again. And then out of nowhere, these two comics in Maine told me about a hunting lodge that was 3 hours north in Maine, middle of the state, nowhere near the coast. And we drove up to perform there, and within an hour, it becomes logging roads, and they're dirt. Mm-hmm. You're driving on dirt roads for 2 hours, and we passed a house that had a school bus in the front of it, and half of the roof was caved in. And I remember thinking, oh my God, these people.
My dad bought a muscle car, a Barracuda, 1960-something Barracuda, that just rotted in our driveway.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to fix it one day.
But dude,
never bought a single item to fix
it. At least it's in the driveway, though.
It was visible.
If it's falling apart.
But it wasn't falling apart. There was nothing left. And he did not buy a part for this thing to
Why?
Fix.
Why?
Yeah.
He thought he would fix it. There's raccoons living in there.
Bad back?
I have no fucking clue.
It's things on the front lawn.
Things on the front lawn. Kate?
Yeah. I had added to, like, they use car tires as landscaping.
Yeah.
Like putting flower beds in the nose of his front lawn. Yeah, it's
front lawn. Surprisingly, the winner of this bracket actually had both of the final submissions. And it's Kate.
Whoa.
Kate had both.
Oh, wow. I had the front lawn one, too.
Yeah, she was submitted first. That's how the rules go. But here.
All right.
Welcome to the club.
Yes, Kate.
Winner circle. Off.
Thank you.
If I had known the credit was going to her, I would have voted for pajama pants.
So the winner of bracket episode 84 is Kate with keeping crap on your lawn.
Slides guy, if you're out there, we can do Myrtle Beach shooters out of this thing.
I can write
Myrtle Beach in cursive on it.
Like Admiral or some other ripoff brand. Hey,
this was the topic for you. This was your topic.
As soon as he invited me today, I was like, yes. Yes, please.
What does it say about us that it's always our guests winning?
Yeah.
we're givers.
Yeah, we're givers. We're givers.
Don't forget.
I will say, MVP, Kyle, your picks. Just, I have like a whole storyline of a family in my head now. Great picks.
Congrats. Okay, we'll be back next week with a brand new topic. Thank you guys for joining.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.